Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center and MailMax.
I'm Dave Wolf, WSJM Sports. Our Midwest Family Player of the Week is Gail Vicutis of St. Joseph High School Cross Country. Earlier this week, I had a chance to stop by St. Joe High School and talk with Gail and her head coach, Mike Mahler.
This is Dave Wolf, WSJM Sports. I'm here with our Athlete of the Week. I'm here with our Player of the Week, Gail Vicutis of St. Joseph High School Cross Country. So first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Gail, this past week you ran the 2nd West Division Jamboree at Portage Central, helping St. Joe to a first-place finish. You came in second with a time of 19:39.8. Then Saturday was the big Portage Invitational, and your time was good enough for 4th place, time of 18:39.78. So two races on the same course, and you improve your time by a minute.
Yeah, I think it was a lot cooler on Saturday for the Portage Invite, and I'm like a much better racer in the cold, so I think that helped improve my time a lot. And I just had a much better mindset. I was a lot more positive in my head, which really helped me a lot.
It can change rapidly. I mean, we're recording this in a car right now because of the it's typical Mike Mahler cross-country weather right now. Now, during the Smack Jamboree, you had a clean sweep of the St. Joe had a sweep of the top three finishes. You and your teammates, Elena and Olivia, took first, second, and third. So do the three of you kind of set a pace for the rest of the field that you just put them away?
I guess that, like, we always, you know, are trying our best and stuff. I think we have a, like, strong team this year, and me and Elena normally stick together, and Liv had a really good race, and she was up there with us, and so I guess, yeah, like, when we all run together and pack together, it kind of, it brings our score up, or brings our score down, you know, we won't have the lowest score. It helps our team a lot, though, with scoring when we all run together, because then our opponents are a lot more, like, spread out.
Now, we are recording this on Wednesday, a lovely, rainy, sunny Wednesday here in St. Joe. You have a meet tomorrow in Dowagiac, and then you're off for 9 days until the SMAC Championships, which the good news is are here in St. Joe. Do you prefer to wait that long? I mean, it's 9 days between races, between the Dowagiac races tomorrow and the SMAC Championships next week. I mean, you've been racing every 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I don't mind because it gives us some time to rest and kind of let our bodies recover and do some longer, easier runs. This week, me and Elena have been pushing ourselves a lot at practice because this is kind of our last really hard week, and then we'll kind of start to cut down with a lot of the championship races coming up. So I don't really mind that it's 9 days of rest, because then on Sunday I like to bike, and then it gives us kind of a week to prepare for the championship, so I think it's kind of helpful.
So you're also a member of the St. Joe track and field team. You were the conference champion in the 800 meters as a freshman. So do you prefer track and or cross country? And realize your coach is standing behind you for both sports.
I would have to say I like cross country more. Just the team dynamic is just, it's really fun. And the team is like really close with each other between the guys and girls. And, you know, all of us, we're in it for the long run, as I say, because, you know, we run so far and we just spend a lot of time together compared to track. It's between the sprinters, mid-distance, distance, we're all kind of spread out more. And I just think this team dynamic is really strong in cross country.
All right. Thank you, Gail. Gail's coach is Mike Mahler. And you love this kind of weather, don't you?
I do. My freshman year in high school, to regress some time ago, we won a state championship in this kind of weather. So I love the rain and the muddy courses. It brings back the memories of being on a team that was best in the state back in 1988.
And Riverview Park also is kind of a lovely muddy surface when it gets rainy.
Yeah, you don't want too much rain because then the park floods. But yeah.
Now, you're Gail's coach, obviously, in cross country, but you're also her coach in track and field. So, are in a rare position where you get to coach her two seasons every year. So, really, you're only half past the halfway mark in coaching her. So, you get to see her progression all throughout the fall and the spring seasons.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to kind of work with an athlete more than one season. We'll do some work in the summer and in the winter as well. So, you know, just trying to focus in and build a year-round training plan for her to help her continue to have a lot of success.
So St. Joe was ranked fourth in the latest rankings in cross country, but the Portage Invitational last Saturday, St. Joe beat the then second, fourth, fifth, and sixth place ranked teams in the state. So, kind of shows you the strength of St. Joe's cross country team.
Yeah, the girls have put a lot of work in the summer to prepare. We knew, going from D1 to D2, we qualified for the state last year in D1. We knew this year we had a good chance to qualify again and to place pretty high at state, so they've really been focused and working hard, and we want to have a good showing that first Saturday in November. And we ran really well at the Portage Invite. I was so excited for the performances that the girls put in with Gail and Elena up front, and then Cece Ruckty had a big race, and Olivia Ipple PR'd again. You know, we had four girls in the 19s, and Hannah Weir, who's a freshman, she did a super job and PR'd by like 45 seconds to be our fifth runner. And it was just exciting. We besides our varsity girls, JVs, the boys all ran really well. So it was just a really good day. And it was an exciting race, that girls varsity race, with a lot of the top teams in the state there. And to see how well we got out and competed and were able to beat some of those teams that were ranked ahead of us.
Now, earlier this season, Gail, the second best time in St. Joe's school history. Normally, you say second place. Well, you know, that's okay. One thing, you're not the first. And in this case, first place was Anna Fisher, who was just running track at Notre Dame. So, you know, that's a very difficult mark to beat.
Yeah, I mean, oddly enough, Anna ran the 1805 at Portage on the Portage Invite course there. Gail's been working hard, and comparatively looking where Anna was at this time in her career versus where Gail's at. Gail's a little bit ahead of where Anna's at. I think for both Gail and Elena that 1805 is doable. Elena's been right behind Gail in a lot of races, and they go back and forth. But, I really feel that they're both going to break that 1805 at some point in their career. Whether it's this year or next year, it's going to happen. And that's something I didn't think would happen for a long time. So I feel very fortunate to get to work with two, high caliber athletes kind of on the Anna Fisher level this soon again after Anna's been gone. So I'm really excited to see what the next month happens here as we prepare to qualify for state and run at the state finals. And then, we have track, and then, all of next year, another shot at running some really fast times. So I think that 1805 is going to go down in the next year or two here.
Well, they say records were made to be broken.
Yeah, it gives you something to shoot for, something to work towards, to put in a lot of work, gives you a goal, keeps you focused, which I think is good. You just got to keep working hard and keep the effort in there and stay focused, and good things will happen.
Gail is currently a junior at St. Joe High School, is also a member of the girls' varsity track team, where she won the 800 meters as a freshman. She's also earned multiple conference honors. She was also a member of the state qualifying 3,200-meter relay team. In the classroom, Gail carries a 3.84 GPA. Our Midwest Family Player of the Week is Gail Vicutis of St. Joseph High School Cross Country.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, and by MailMax,